How many shows would we have to do?
What do we have to say? What do we have to do?
Let's just get this over with.
I want to get this over with.
Ready to get this super fun thing over with?
Let's get this over with.
Come, we have a show to do.
We do have a show to do. Good morning to you. 612, you got Rick, you got Patty. Right now, 57 degrees, clear skies. And today is the day with the cash cow and $1,000.
I need $1,000.
Oh, I need
right now.
I'll take the $10,000 on some of these Thursdays as well. So if you've not played along with the cash cow, make sure you download the KORD mobile app. Doesn't cost you anything. And then we're going to give you codes 10 times a day, roughly about 8:20 or so, or 20 after the hour.
For it.
Yeah, we're here for it. So we'll give you a three-digit code. Input that in. We'll walk you through it today a little bit later on. So chance at $1,000 coming up in just a little bit. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems on the way, Nashville news, Central Washington State Fair tickets up for grabs, and I believe yesterday we gave away Old Dominion too. So that's around the corner.
I know.
So we're going to give some Old Dominion tickets away as well. So, and I think our boss is going to come in and talk about the Iron Man too. So we got a lot to get to. Let's get the day started. Grab a Red Bull. Grab your coffee. Let's get going. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
22, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, 55 degrees, clear skies, your morning commute. And yes, the station giving you a chance at $1,000. Come up a little bit later on at 8:20. Can hardly wait with the cash cow, Patty.
I know. So much money. Cash is king.
Cash is king. And $10,000 on some of our Thursdays.
Right?
So if you've done it before, just grab the KORD mobile app and you know what to do with the code coming down at 8:20. All right, Facebook fun. This will be a good one. What's your favorite board game of all time, Patty? Favorite board game of all time.
Monopoly.
I think.
But I was young, I'll say Sorry.
Okay. Oh, that was a good one.
Uh huh. And remember Operation?
Operation's a lot of fun. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Well, there are inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh.
So games are
Trivial Pursuit.
Star Wars lightsaber, slime. These are things that are going to go into that are buying.
I remember slime.
Furbies.
Oh, I still have two Furbies. Got them locked away.
Connect Four is up for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
So
I'm thinking for me, as a kid, I loved Monopoly. And then also I love this game called Risk where you would take over countries.
I liked
Risk a lot as a kid.
Hey, did you ever play the card game Uno?
Oh, I loved Uno.
There are several versions of that
Skippo,
now.
There's Skippo, there's Uno, there's, you know.
Draw Four.
Yeah, double. And we've all been playing it wrong for all these years because remember everybody holds on to the draw four cards and then like bam, 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 bam. And they're like, in the rules.
You do it when somebody has down to one card.
And they say that that is actually not in the rule.
That?
Yeah, that's what the rules say. So people are like, what?
Can't hang on to that draw four to.
Yeah, what madness are you? You can play the one, but you can't just bam, 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 bam. So like everybody likes to do. All right, so there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun.
Okay.
Cannot wait to see your comments. What's your favorite board game of all time? Chutes and Ladders, people will say. Candyland.
Chutes and Ladders was my very first one. Candyland.
Candyland was everybody's favorite as a kid growing up. So there you go. That's the Facebook fun. What's your favorite board game of all time? Chime in. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
There you go, Carrie Underwood and Undo at 6:37. You got Rick, you got Patty, and let's dive into the Nashville news.
So she is bringing some spice to the kitchen. She did an Instagram story. She shared her latest culinary endeavor by posting 12 bottles of an orange hot sauce. Now, she didn't share her recipe, but she did note that the peppers were from her very own garden and that she used a fermentation process to preserve the hot sauce. Carrie has built up quite a reputation for trying some new methods of cooking and preserving crops from her garden. Just earlier this, she shared photos of several meals that she had canned for storage. That's a talent. Meanwhile, Old Dominion postponing two upcoming shows and canceling another as one of the members heals from an injury. In a statement on the band's Instagram story, they explained that they would be rescheduling their How Good Is That World Tour stops in Ontario and Bakersfield. The Ontario show is taking place on October 10th now, while the Bakersfield show has been rescheduled for October 11th. The September 20th Fresno show has been canceled altogether as drummer Whit Sellers undergoes treatment for a back injury. We're good.
Yeah, we're still good.
We're good for next Thursday.
Yeah, they've got 3 dates in Washington, then they go on their little hiatus to get that all resolved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, when I saw the headline yesterday, I was like, what's going on? But no, we're still good.
Well, we're fine, and we're going to have such a good time at the Toyota Center. Lady A's, Charles Kelly and his wife Cassie have their second son. They announced that their baby boy, Archer Lancaster Kelly, was born on September 16th, just after 11 a.m. In a statement to People, Kelly called their newborn a little miracle and that they're absolutely in love. They shocked fans by announcing Cassie's pregnancy, revealing that it was quite unexpected. Shinedown making this caught me by surprise. Shinedown, they are shifting into country music. The rock band announced that they're going to be making their Grand Ole Opry debut next month. What is going on? In a statement, guitarist Zach Meyer says that they're beyond excited. They couldn't be happier to be part of such a historical year of Opry history. The band will make their Opry debut on October 10th. Tickets are available now if you want to see Shinedown at the Opry. That's different, isn't it?
They're cool, though. They're a great rock band. So, and Aaron Lewis from Stained, he made the crossover. So I'm looking forward to hearing what the Shinedown boys
I'm interested.
Got.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll keep you posted. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Number one for New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. I did go on line yesterday when he looks great.
He must be doing Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
Looking real good there, Jelly Roll. All right, you got Rick, you got Patty. Well, another edition of Other People's Problems coming up in just a little bit. And if you've got the KORD mobile app, our cash cow, dropping $1,000.
She's right there.
Yep, first code coming down this morning at 8:20. Now, if you've got the KORD mobile app, it looks like, are we going to be getting a harsh winter around these parts? I know you wrote about it yesterday.
La Nina.
Yeah.
La Nina.
What's going on there?
Man, I got quite the education. It's going to be wet. And it's going to be cold, and we're getting snow.
Well, we get it, everybody. We get a good one about every 3 years, so we're kind of due for that. So you can check out Patty's article. It's posted there for you on the station mobile app. And someone got kicked off the top spot in the nation for coffee, and guess what? Their name is Seattle, and they got kicked off by Portland.
Can you believe that?
Well, they got bumped. Seattle is only ranked 5th in the nation as the top place for coffee. But Portland's number one. And I will tell you this. I did not realize this. I'm a Washingtonian. So when my wife and I travel, we went to Colorado. And my wife goes, I want a cup of coffee. We couldn't find a stand to save our life. And so my buddy Billy Jenkins, we were talking to him, who's a Washingtonian, now lives in Texas. He goes, yeah, it's amazing when you leave the Northwest.
In other parts of the country, where's the coffee stand?
They're not on it. Here, they're on every corner, like no matter where you go.
I know.
Elsewhere, other states, Midwest, were they all over?
So they have a different, Starbucks is big, but there's a place called Caribou Coffee.
Okay, all right.
And that's bigger in the Midwest.
On every corner or just around?
Everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, so it's funny that if you leave here, though, for the most part,
finding
coffee. So Portland, number one, kicking Seattle out of the top spot. If you want to read these articles and more, we got them posted for you now on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
And KORD, $1,000 cash cow code coming down soon, $10,000 and some select Thursdays for you. And how would you spend that $1,000? We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Also, Old Dominion tickets. I know we're getting ready for a great show around the corner. Give you a chance to win those tickets coming up in a bit, too. All right, time for Other People's Problems this morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Vanessa's got a situation going on.
She's in a pickle.
What's going on with Vanessa here?
Rick and Patty, I never believed in love at first sight until I met Brady, and we instantly clicked 4 months ago. He and I never felt this way before. He proposed last weekend. So yesterday, my girls and I were leaving work to go to lunch. And a woman came up to me. You want to take this?
In the parking lot, and told me that Brady is the father of her soon-to-be-born baby. My head started spinning. I called him. He admitted that he had been with the woman prior to dating me. Now I'm confused. Don't know what to do. Should I continue dating him or dump him? That's Vanessa in Richland. Woo, tough. That's a lot to unpack.
Maddie. I don't know. A baby?
Yeah.
I mean,
that should have been almost like that. I normally don't say you should reveal stuff on the first date, but that to me should be a first date reveal.
But also,
that should have been a first date reveal.
But so, I mean, a baby is 9 months. They just started seriously four months ago.
Yeah, okay. I know. So, yeah, well, we don't know where she's at in the cycle there. So, we don't know where the...
And does he know he's the father?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
make the assumption he knows. Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be a psycho person, I guess.
When
a woman came up and said that Brady's the dad, okay.
He should have told her.
He should have told
Vanessa about this.
Yeah, normally that kind of stuff to me would not be a first date thing, but yes, I'd be like, on the first date, that's something. Hey, by the way, somebody else is pregnant with my baby right now, and this is my first date with you. Some people are cool with that. Some people, okay, now I know where I stand, that there's a baby on the way. And some people be like, nope, I'm out of here.
I know.
Red flag this thing.
But she should at least get the opportunity to say no.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, to find out that way.
This is a conversation with Brady. This is like a sit down with Brady. Like, dude, what's going on here?
When were you
going
to tell me?
And that would raise a flag. Is Brady a player? What's going on here? You know, is he Nick Cannon? Nick Cannon recently in an interview talked about his 12 kids and his regrets, not 12 kids regrets, not the regrets of the 12 kids, but regrets of all the women. Because they're all different. The baby mamas are all different.
So, I mean, the first baby mamas isn't it Mariah Carey?
And he talks about it and talks about how he messed that up, and that's his true love is Mariah Carey. And now, and the reason why he's got all these other kids is because of the
heartbreak from the breakup.
The heartbreak from Mariah. Okay, bunch of excuses for you, Nick Cannon. So, Brady, is Brady a dog or not? That's going to be the question of the morning. So, all right, Vanessa, do our best to solve it for you. 547-KORD. App chat us. We already put it up on Facebook. You can chime in. Comments are already rolling in on this particular situation. I don't know. Do you dump him? Do you continue dating him? It's a conversation for sure.
It is.
And then if he's like, oh, yeah, no big deal. I knew about, whoa, no.
I know. Talk about a red flag.
All right. So we're curious what you guys think. Let us know. Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Marlo, Dylan Scott, boys back home, 719, number one for a new country. It's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty, and you know what? We want to send you off to see Old Dominion.
We are going to party next Thursday night at the Toyota Center. It's going to be hit after hit after hit.
Patty, super excited. I'm super excited, and we want you to be super excited. Going to give away a pair of tickets right now to caller number
6.
All right, caller number 6 at 547 KORD, 547-5673. Caller number 6. You are going to win next. You're going to Old D from 1027 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Hey, there you go, Kenny Chesney, American Kids at 7:33, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty in the morning. Right now, it's about 55 degrees for you, and looks like a nice day already as you look outside.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It's nice. It's going to be a nice day. Today's high should be about 85, 87 for you on Friday, and then Saturday, 88. And then we start dropping back to the 70s again. So next couple days, a little warm, and then dropping back down. Perfect weather, though. I think it's really nice. Right now?
It is nice. You know what? Yesterday when I was leaving here, I am not joking, but some dude came cruising by on one of those mini bikes.
Yeah.
Those are not street legal.
Of course not. That's a big thing. They've been talking about that a lot recently, about the fact that...
When did those become so popular? Why are people riding without helmets? I mean...
They're trying to crack down on them. They're trying to crack down on them. They are. They're you know, you can see them all along the dike here where we look outside our window here on A Street. You can see them, yeah. Yep, they're cracking. I saw one day, it made me kind of chuckle, not to be chuckling, but I saw two kids had gotten pulled over by the Kennewick PD, and they were walking their bikes home.
That's right.
They were walking. That's right. They were walking because then
they said,
KPD got these kids off.
Cracked down on those mini bikes.
They did.
Yeah. Aren't they supposed to be out, like, aren't you supposed to be in the dunes, right? Aren't they dirt bikes?
Well, it just depends. So so a moped is...
I had a moped way back in the day.
Mopeds are different. Yep. Mopeds are different than the motorbikes. And so there are different rules and regulations for each of that. I think we've done an article about what's legal and not. Yeah, what's legal and what's not legal there. So just a heads up that, they're trying to crack down on that. Well, yeah, we were talking about this earlier. National Toy Hall of Fame induction ceremony has been announced, and a lot of games are up for it. One of the things that was interesting was just plain snow.
I know. I'm like, what? Spread the snow in a can, like for the window? Snow? And nope. Rick's like, no, just real snow.
Snow, that would be a toy, though, technically, right? That'd be a toy.
Because you can have snowball fights. You can build forts.
Right.
Did you ever build an igloo?
Of course.
Yeah,
I loved all that as a kid. Mm-hmm. So the number one battleship's up there, Connect Four, Cornhole, Furby, the Scooter. Remember the Razor scooters? Those were very popular. Yeah. Slime, which is big deal.
I had slime. It was in a green plastic. Looked like a garbage can.
The Spirograph.
Those were fun.
Star Wars lightsaber, Tickle Me Elmo, and then Trivial Pursuit. I used to love Trivial Pursuit. Now I'm getting so dumb, I probably couldn't answer a question. Back in the day, though, I used to love that game.
I know.
I'm so smart. The older I get, the more I'm forgetting. So that's why I don't enjoy it like I used to. So let's have some fun with you. Do you know an adult who got themselves injured while playing with a toy? Children's toy.
Remember the lawn darts?
Uh-huh. Lawn darts, that's a killer.
Wow.
The hoppity hop. We used to, so my siblings and I used to take the hoppity hop, and each of us would get on my bike with a banana seat. Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then we would chuck the hoppity hop at you. So you had to roll around the yard on the bike, and then we would chuck it like a missile at you. How much fun is that?
The hoppity hop was not a light, you know.
No,
because
we chucked it at, yeah. So whoever was on the bike got the hoppity hop at them. And if you could dodge it, hey.
If you got hit by it, man, you were knocked off that banana seat.
And then another game my family and we used to play was we would get in thick clothing and we'd take my BB gun out and we'd shoot each other.
That is not.
So anyway, I'm not trying to tell you. Hey, it was a different time, I guess. But yeah, the hoppity hop and the bicycle, we try to chuck you at the hoppity hop.
Why did we do stupid stuff like that?
Because we're kids and we liked it.
We used to shoot rubber bands at each other.
Yeah, exactly. Take an eye out.
What the heck?
Yeah. So let's take some calls. Have you ever been injured while playing with your toys? We want to know. Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
But on the way, the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge, that's coming up in just a little bit.
I'm glad you reminded me.
I almost forgot about it. So we'll do that a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning with the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge. We have been discussing, it's only because I don't have the movie ready to go. So
that's all right.
We would do it if I had the movie
right
ready
now
to go.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you guys.
It's coming up.
Plus a chance at $1,000 with Cash Cow. Our first codes drop a little bit after 8 o'clock. So that money.
It's hard to keep it all straight. We got it going on.
Got a lot of business to get to. So if you didn't know it today, they're doing this not just today, but there are finalists in the National Toy Hall of Fame, Battleship being one of them, Connect Four, Cornhole, bunch of games there. And we toss this out to you guys, 547-KORD, app chat us. Do you know an adult who injured themselves while playing with a toy, with a kid's toy? Because, you know, a kid, I know with Bodie's toys, his head hit my knee yesterday. His hard-headed noggin.
He's got a hard head.
It was my dog, and so I was a little swelled up from that.
So his knee?
Yeah, so he's got three rings. He's got three rings he loves to play. And so I tossed.
You throw the rings?
Oh, yeah, I throw them, and then he came running back and hit my knee. So I get it. Getting injured is, you know, it can be painful. Taking some calls, 547-KORD. Tell us how you injured yourself playing with a toy.
Hoverboard. My niece has got a hoverboard for Christmas.
Yeah.
I tried to ride on it, and I'm just not. It's hard to do, and I fell backwards and kind of bruised my tailbone.
Ow.
It was embarrassing and painful because my husband could do it no problem. I'm like, ah. So I don't ride it anymore, and they're kind of over it now, too, hoverboards. So, yeah. But, yeah. You can injure yourself pretty good on that.
All right, there you go. The hoverboard, absolutely. Yeah. I tried to ride my kids.
No good on it.
Years.
You have to balance.
You got to balance it. 547-KORD, what toy were you playing and how'd you get hurt?
So it wasn't me. It was actually well before I was ever born, but my dad, when he was younger, he told me that he used to have this little, like, toy cannon that used to shoot these little cannonballs.
Yeah.
And one day he thought it'd be really funny to shoot my grandpa when he came home from work.
Oh, jeez.
Problem was, is my dad, he either had horrible aim or really good aim, depending on how you want to look at it. Because he nailed my grandpa right below the belt.
Anything below the belt for a guy, never fun. All right, so having fun with these. If you're an adult, you've been hurt by a kid's toy, these are fun calls. 5-4, well, fun for us, not fun for you. So 547-KORD, more of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
It's time for the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge.
So this is where we play a famous movie clip, and you give us a call at 547-KORD to correctly identify it. And if you are correct, you get 2 months of Netflix from our friends at Numerica.
I love this, and today's movie has been hand-selected by Patty herself. So 547-KORD, 547-5673. Here you go. Here is today's famous movie clip.
Run to the light, Caroline. Run as fast as you can.
You want to hear that one again? Here you go. You're laughing. You love it. Here you go.
Run to the light, Caroline.
All right, that is picked out by Patty herself. Let's go to the phones.
One of my all-time favorites.
It is. Good morning, KORD. You got a guess for us. What movie is that from?
Poltergeist?
It is Poltergeist. Absolutely.
Run to the light, Carolyn.
I love it. I was going to say they're here. The house is clean. House is clean. So many good ones on that one. Who is this morning? What's your name? Hello? What's your name? Hello.
This is Donna.
Oh, good morning, Donna. Well, congratulations, Donna. You hang on here. We'll get you taken
care
of.
Hold tight. We'll be right back.
There you go. There goes Donna just like that. And yes, it is Poltergeist. So if you're having a little bit of fun with that one, Patty, there you go. For New Country, it's 1027 KORD. It's Rick and Patty. Good morning. It's 8:09 right now, 59 degrees sunshine. Chance of that $1,000 coming up in just a bit with our first code dropping in just about 10 minutes. Make sure you have your KORD mobile app so you can play along and win $1,000, maybe even $10,000 on some of these Thursdays coming up. The cash cow is back. And our boss, Paul, stepping in here for a second. Good morning.
What is going on?
I know we're getting excited.
Good morning.
You know what? Before we start this interview, I have to say what amazes me about Paul is he's probably one of the fittest humans I've ever come across in my entire life. So
very much so.
So why he's in here is, number one, you and I have been on our diets from Tri-Cities Weight Loss, but Paul is a savage beast when it comes to doing Ironman this year. And so describe, first off, for those who are novices, what is the Ironman and what are you competing
in? It's Ironman 70.3, which means 70 miles and 0.3, right? And you swim 1.2 miles to start, and then you follow it up with a 56-mile bike ride, and then you finish with a half marathon of 13.1 miles. Yeah.
Wow. Running? Yeah. What's your favorite? Which is your favorite of the three?
Neither. Actually, no. I can tell you what my least favorite portion is, the run.
Okay.
And
that's 13 miles, right? Woo.
Yeah.
That's a good.
I mean, you have that feeling of like, okay, it's almost over, but last year, about halfway through, I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm never doing this again. I can't believe I paid for this.
But you know,
this torture.
But we talked to you the day after, and you said, "I'm going to do it again."
Yeah,
after you did it. So it's quite the experience.
Yeah.
What kind of training goes into this? Because I see you on your posts. He's up running at 5 a.m.
Yeah, sometimes it's earlier. You know, I've been going about 9 months, and just pretty much every day. I've been taking a day off once a week, but pretty much it's just strength training, swimming, biking, running, and then you do those three in a row. You practice your transitions, going from swimming, taking your suit off to putting on your bike shoes, hopping on your bike.
Yeah.
And you have a helper, right? Is there a helper or people helping?
People do help take off the wetsuits when you get out of the water if you want. They can help you strip it off, but mine's pretty easy. I just one big zip and then I have it off. So but no, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great weekend, and I know on the Cord mobile app and on the Cord website, we have a link for all the traffic revisions.
Oh,
that was a big deal last year. A lot of people weren't expecting it, and Yeah, if you're out in West Richland or Richland this weekend, this Sunday, yeah, I invite
plan,
you to come
plan
out.
Plan ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Come on out and check it out. It's an amazing event.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, we were there at the Welcome Village last year just looking at just the whole production.
There's so many people.
Yeah. And this is the second of 3 years that we're doing this, and hopefully they can maybe even expand upon this.
I hope
And then all the great folks that have come in from out of town. It's a great boon for businesses.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it's amazing to see you guys out there doing it. I'm thinking about challenging Paul to put on the Murph jacket and throw him out there and see how you do.
A weighted vest? Yeah, no.
Because a triathlon by itself isn't enough.
Come on. No. But and we talked yesterday that you do have a couple goals. Number one is to finish.
Yeah, I just want to finish within the time limit. That's my main goal.
Main goal.
You never know what could go wrong. You could have a mechanical. You could have a flat tire.
Right.
You got to change that there. They have support that can help you, but sometimes they can't get to you quick enough. So you got to know how to do it yourself.
Yeah. Got
to
pick crew.
So my main goal is to finish. My other goal was to beat my time from last year, which was 6 hours and 31 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
So if I can get 6 hours and 30 minutes, that's the met that one. And then, if I did a sub six, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Can you recall who was the fastest last year? Was it 4 hours, something like that?
3 hours and 50 something minutes.
Yeah,
and
there are professionals that are real.
I couldn't imagine that. Yeah.
What would you say to inspire somebody who's thinking about it but just not quite sure? Like they're on the fence.
I would just say explore it. For me, it was just like, I hate to say it, but I just turned 60 and I have a lot of life left.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And never, it's never too late to start.
No. Yeah.
It really isn't. So, I would just say, look into it. If you can run, you can learn how to swim. You can learn how to bike.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and I had never biked before, so it is an investment. I think it was $450 for the registration.
Yeah.
And then, with bike, and I went, I didn't go out and go crazy on the $13,000 bike,
but it's a lightweight bike, or a lighter bike, right? Isn't that kind of some of the strategy? There is some strategy that goes into what you're doing.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. So.
But all in, you can do it fairly reasonably. I think all in, I was about $3,000 from start to finish. Maybe a little bit more. But,
and you're loving it. But,
yeah, I'm in it, and I've got all the gear now. So if I want to do it next year, hopefully my wife isn't listening. But if I want to do it again next year, I could. So
I love it.
Yeah. Well, it's really amazing.
It's going to be exciting. What an exciting weekend that's coming to the Tri-Cities. Again, just be aware of these traffic revisions. Anything and everything related to Ironman, we've got it posted for you right there on the station app. And good luck, Paul. As they say in the movies, we're all counting on you.
Thank you.
Big thumbs up. We're all counting on you. 815 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Way number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with good morning. 60 degrees sunshine. Today's high near 85. We just gave you the code.
What is it?
It's a 335. Again, the code is going to be 335. For a chance at $1,000 with the cash cow right now, right there on your KORD mobile app. All right, other people's problems. Going to do our best to solve this one. Man, this is a pickle. This is a predicament, as Patty would say. Vanessa, what's going on with Vanessa here?
She says, I never believed in love at first sight until I met Brady. We clicked 4 months ago. He and I never felt this way before, and he proposed last weekend. So yesterday, my girls and I were leaving work to go to lunch, and a lady came up to me in the parking lot, and she said, Brady is the father of her soon-to-be-born baby. Well, my head started spinning. I called him. He admitted that he had been with this woman prior to dating me. Now I'm confused. I don't know what to do. Do I continue dating him or do I dump him? Vanessa in Richland.
Tough situation to be in, Vanessa. And we got a lot of people chiming in on Facebook. What are they saying, Patty?
Chelsea says, make it a long engagement. Sounds like he wasn't with her when you guys started dating. Make a plan. Don't just don't go any further with blindfold on.
I like what Cola says. Oh, wow, you guys met 4 months ago, already engaged. Sounds like he wasn't fully honest with you to begin with. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I feel like you shouldn't get yourself involved. It seems like he has enough on his plate, and that's from Cola.
Kevin says, sounds like he moves a little quick with everyone. Slow down. Mary says, you need a conversation with your fiance. Find out if this is something you really want to do.
Yeah, Mary says, sounds like you need a conversation with your fiance. Find out if this is something you want to do. A lot of people are saying that, yeah. Kathy says, do the math, girly. Dump him. I like that. Do the math, girly.
Kathy says, another Kathy with a K, he didn't tell you about a baby due? What else hasn't he told you about? This is a very serious problem with your relationship already, and a baby is going to be his responsibility to support for the next 18 to...
Yeah, 26, yeah, whatever
yeah, I
years.
Mean,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, Michelle says, don't get your kids involved with this. Move on. So it's kind of a mixed bag. A lot of people are saying, can you handle this or move on?
And a lot of people are saying, slow down.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing. I mean, you could be engaged for a long time. You don't have to be engaged. You know, have to get married.
I was engaged for 9 years.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I lived with Jeff for a long time.
Well, that's all on you now, Patty. When you talk about Jeff, that's all on you. When he doesn't do anything.
I know.
When you give me these numbers, I'm like, well,
he's Mr. Procrastination. Yeah, you knew
what you got yourself into. Now
I know. I know.
All right, Vanessa. It does sound like he's a smooth operator and super quick and all that.
Yeah, but to not tell somebody about a mama-to-be, you're going to be a dad.
And maybe
that's a biggie.
And maybe it was a shocker to him when he found out. But again, then you got to. I like what a lot of people are saying, slow down.
Who keeps that a secret?
Yeah. Slow it down. Yeah, there you go. So, Vanessa, we wish you the best of luck. Let us know how it turns out. This is a tough one because it's 50-50 split.
I know.
50-50 split on the page. What do you guys think? Let us know. App chat us. Call us 547-KORD. It's Other People's Problems with Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.